The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog Wolf Wolf McElroy. If you look out your left window, you'll see my babyest brother, Griffin McElroy.
Hello! I'm not on the plane, yeah. I guess.
No, he's on the wing. We're trying to shake him off, and so fasten your seatbelts.
I'm a nasty sky man.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this plane.
Yeah, everybody, try to, I don't know why I drew attention to it. Actually, try to ignore the nasty sky man who's chewing on the wing.
I hope no one.
Excuse me. Flight attendant. May I have your attention over here, please?
Yes, sir. How can
There's a nasty sky man on the wing, and my wife and I paid extra.
I'm gonna get this plane.
The pilot did say to try to ignore the nasty sky man out there. Can I offer you some warm nuts?
I'm trying to enjoy the latest Alex Foley mystery, and of this course. Young man on the wing.
He's chewing on the window.
We're sure that he won't be able to get through. Don't worry about it. The 747 is a very secure, safe airplane, I bet.
So I eat plane wires for food.
He says that every time. We've never seen him do it. He does bite the wires, but I don't think he digests them.
Can I smell through the luggage? I don't know what else a nasty plane man would... Listen, in that skit we just sort of cooked up live, improv style, which is, like, fun, I feel like, Travis, you put me outside of the scene and cast me as the nasty sky man without a second thought.
That's called a gift. That's called giving your partner a gift.
I don't feel like it was a gift. I felt like it was a challenge, but it was also sort of an exclusionary one.
Well, there's a lot of... I thought of you as, like, the Grand Canyon, and then you chose to be on the wing of the plane, I guess.
Right, but even if I was the Grand Canyon, I wouldn't be like an active participant in the scene. So just like, I've never done improv, but I don't think at any point one of them can be like, and you're a tree, so that you can't get to play
how
in the
long
same...
How long do you have to do this show before you could say you've done improv?
a little bit here, a little bit there.
How many of these podcasts will you have to do?
I think it all adds up to one improv at some point.
At least one. You've improvised.
Done
improv.
We've done 747 episodes. I think by this point you can say I've dabbled at least.
We're doing airplane stuff, by the way.
We didn't figure it out.
Again, in 10 episodes, because 757, that's a plane too. That's another plane.
What? So
doing excited. All the plane models. Yeah,
yeah, they're all the planes.
Have they worked through? Were there 626s at some point? Were 525?
So, yeah,
it was
maybe.
Cessnas. Listen, I don't remember a time in school when the path of pilot was open to me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean, I know people did end up as pilots, but I, in my life, no one at any point was like this way to that career path.
Like, do you think that
everyone
that was
read me instantly and is like, whatever room the potential pilots are in, we don't need Justin in that room.
I remember when I was taking like life skills, which I think was the rebranding of home ec, and I absolutely knocked my cross stitch project out of the park, and my teacher was like, hey, pretty good cross stitch of a wolf in front of a moon, you'd make a great pilot. And I said, no thank you, I'm gonna be a podcaster. And I think that's where I missed it.
I've never looked at a kid and thought, I want to be on a plane there driving.
Really?
Because they can't reach all the stuff, all the buttons and toggles and whatever.
I think that about your son Henry. I can't believe you don't.
You'd let Henry fly a plane with you in it.
Not now. But I'm saying I see within Henry an uncut John.
A pilot's spirit.
A pilot's heart.
Yeah, he has the heart of a pilot. You don't see that?
A pilot's heart. Maybe people didn't see that in me. They looked at my heart and found it lacking.
Yeah. You have the heart of a podcaster. I'm sorry.
I look like the kind of guy that would fly into a bunch of birds and just flip the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, no
oh
chill,
my God. Can
zero
you imagine?
Chill. One
can you,
bird,
can you,
I'm done.
One, not even a flock. If any of us were flying over the Hudson and we sucked in a single, small, sick goose
yeah,
into our engine,
even.
I would just take the yoke. I push it straight down and be like, sorry, everyone.
I think
they got us.
If I was a commercial pilot, I think I would get called into whatever my boss's office and they'd be like, hey, you need to stop asking like the control towers and radar people if they see any birds on the flight path.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, like that's it's, I don't think radar can even pick up birds, but you ask every 5 minutes.
Here's a quick impression of me in a pilot career path. You guys can, who did a skit with me last time? Okay, this time, Travis, in this skit, you are the control tower.
Okay.
The video control tower. Okay.
Like the actual building? Because that's basically what Travis did to me last time.
Or like a John Cusack.
But he's getting good at it.
Pushing 10. Okay.
Yeah, push
okay.
the 10. Control tower, this is Justin McElroy. Come in.
Yeah, it's me, John Cusack. How can I help you?
Hi, John. Yes, I'm getting very bored, and I don't want to anymore do this. I don't want to do this anymore. And the other guy said he won't take over again because he's already done it 4 times, so I could use the bathroom. And I don't want to do it anymore. So I would like
I'm
to
the
get
guy
down.
With the batons. I'm outside. I can't hear anything
so
you
can
guys
I get
are
down?
Saying.
So can
what?
I get down, please?
No, like. You want to stop?
I want to get down. I want to get down. I don't want to do it anymore.
God dang,
wanna,
these batons
I
are
I want to run around.
Like you're asking to land?
Land or not land, I need to go run around. I need to, like, take a lap, and the other guy said he won't fly again.
Okay, you just need to go back.
I got the zoomies.
You
got
to go back to the passengers and see if any of them has the heart of a pilot.
What if your pilot... past you and just like you heard him mumble like got the zoomies
got
sorry
the
I'm trying to walk it off
he's stopping sucks by everybody thing. Like hey what are you watching what's it can I hey give me one of the earbuds
you want to fly
I need snacks what I'm the pilot and I need snacks
snacks on this plane suck they always suck
did anybody bring anybody like chocolate covered almonds
some,
or
I've been looking for some sweet I'm gonna have a lot of salty
anybody got M&M's
I told the Delta they gotta get little Airheads bites. I love those things. Get Airheads bites for the suite. They don't listen.
Hey, do you guys remember when we used to smoke on planes? Get up there and fly. No, I'm just saying, like, there was a time when there was, like, steak dinners and stuff.
Why, and why can't we vape? It doesn't make anything.
I watched Catch Me If You Can, and I was like, I want to do that. And then I get here, and they're like, you have to stay in the chair the whole time, and there's, like, no lounge or whatever.
They should make,
this sucks.
They should make a Catch Me If You Can, too. And instead of it being about a guy doing a bunch of cons, it's a guy who gets really good at secretly vaping in places where he's not supposed to. And it could still have Tom Hanks in it.
It's
like,
called, it's called
he's
Catch
like,
Me If You Care.
You, how did you vape on It's a Small World in Disney World?
And he just pulls out like a toilet paper tube stuffed with dryer sheets. And he's like, I knew it.
And then you hear, Justin, I love your podcast. It's like, thank you very much. I don't have time to talk right now.
I'm this going to prison, I guess.
This isn't a good moment. I'm being trespassed. this is an advice show. Okay, still. My youngest sibling got me a Tamagotchi for kind of nice. It's the 2024 re-release of the version I had as a kid, which I was obsessed with back then. It's as fun and cute as I remember, and I've been... Is it as fun as you remember? Okay.
It's as all-consuming as I remember.
I've been keeping it on my person so I can take care of it and not let it die. However, I'm a nearly 30-year-old man who has a full-time job and rides the bus and grocery shops and stuff. And inevitably, sometimes the little guy gets hungry and beeps while I'm out doing errands around other adults. Is there a way to care for my little plastic egg toy in public without looking like a large child? And that's from Pixel Parent in Kentucky.
I got BB a Tamagotchi for Christmas because she like asked about them and was
Which
interested.
One? Is it one of the new dope all color ones, or is it like the re-release?
The re-release,
like Tiger Electronics.
I want her to like experience the retro throwback. And then as she was like unboxing it, she was like asking me and Teresa about it, and Teresa started describing like, well, you can't turn it off, right? Yeah. Like if you stop paying attention to it, it will die, and you have to. Yeah, and BB instantly was like, I don't want that. What? And had like a full blown anxiety, like no. And handed it to me, and she was like, figure out how to turn it off. And all I could think is, this same child has been asking me for a hamster for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be her own. And I was like, I don't know. Like, you've just, this is the moment where, like, the lawyer asks the, like, defendant a question, and they just blow the whole thing wide open.
Yeah. It's also that kid, that classic kid reaction of like, I don't want the pressure of thinking this might die, so kill it in front of me while I watch. Like,
yeah.
I want to watch you do it.
Take the battery out. Well, what do you think that does?
We need, it's time to normalize virtual pets. It's time for these things to be on everyone's person all the time. I'm thinking more of a GigaPets direction because GigaPets, you could make them fight. And that's really what I wanted. Like, that's really what I wanted is to prove that I can raise the strongest pet.
That's so interesting, Griffin, because what you've just blown open for me is that Tamagotchis are seen as so childish. And yet Pokemon Go swept the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, how is that different?
Just give
except
me.
Except they fight.
A little guy. Just give me a little guy how that much? I have. Put him in my watch. My little guy in my watch that I get to. Whenever I want,
would all human interaction be like every uncomfortable conversation you've ever had, if you could just be like, hey, quick battle,
yeah,
I'm gonna knock out quick,
so good,
quick battle.
So choice. Just I see you're also a fire type. Huh?
You wouldn't, yeah. And it's like, would you like a quick battle? Like, I mean, everybody, like even old people who you
government are, mandated,
like, whack, like whack. Like old whack people, even them have them. You know what I mean? Like even your nanny, my nanny's not whack, but like you get the idea.
Yeah,
like
she's old.
All have them. Quick battle, no problem.
That
would be so great.
If we could figure out a way to connect like Pokemon or Tamagotchi or Gigapet to like mining crypto, billion.
Now you're putting the douche chills in me, Trav.
Yeah. Oh, I actually think that's what Logan Paul was trying to do with Zucoin. Actually, now that I say it out loud.
You put the shiver in me, Trav.
I think I've reverse engineered the Zucoin scam.
That's a shame that you did that.
Yeah, no, I said it and then I hated it.
Let's go back to the other thing where you could.
Yeah,
a
ignore
good,
the
a
thing
good,
that I said where I created Zucoin.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If you can live authentically. Well, on your Tamagotchi, all you're going to garner is envy. Because if I saw someone on a bus and I didn't have anything to play with and they had a Tamagotchi, I would think, looks pretty fun.
Wish
I had that. I might even get a little closer, like look over their shoulder, like wish I had that. And if you are a person in the world that is bringing you joy, no matter what that object is, everyone else will just look at you with, I wish I had that joy.
One of the people in the cast of 20 Sided Tavern had a Tamagotchi that she was taking care of.
Love that.
And my, every time it would beep or something, like the first time I was around when it beeped, she like kind of apologized. And I was like, no, man, it
Do
seems
not.
Really grounding and really
Do
mindfulness.
Not.
Like,
I'd rather have a friend that gives me Tamagotchi updates than a friend that feels the need to bring me every uber distressing headline they strove across, like some sort of like wild cat bringing me terrifying dead birds when I least expect it. No, thank you. Just go ahead and give your egg some milk or whatever.
Yeah, I love it.
I think they could come in different form factors. We're done talking about this question. So sorry. I know that you probably wanted like concrete advice. Instead, the three of us are just going to
That's the advice.
Sort of
just live authentically and enjoy your
Live authentically and live your dream. Now, as for this mandatory Tamagotchi that everyone's going to have, I think different form
Mandagotchi.
Mandagotchi's really, really cool.
Gotagotchi.
Gotta got
you. Yeah. You maybe they can look like a little, like a beeper Because then if you see someone with a little beeper size thing here and it beeps and they do stuff with it, I'm not going to ask you about that. That could be a health related thing that
especially
I don't
know
about.
If it's one of those where like the screen slides up to reveal a keyboard. When I see those in like old shows now or somebody has a phone that flips out and they slide it up, it's like, I actually regret that we moved away from that. That looks so cool when someone does
that. That is pretty cool. I don't know that I love it for this, Trav, and I'll tell you why. I want a little guy. And I don't want to have... I don't want to have internet access. I don't want to do other stuff on my little guy. I would prefer to talk to him, I guess.
Oh, it's got voice. It's voice enabled.
Net, thank you. I'll neural net with my little guy.
Okay.
Thank you.
I may not actually need to talk to my little guy. Now that I think about it, I might just want to take care of my little.
What if he gets lonely?
I would press the button to make like a stuffed animal appear.
What if
something.
You get lonely? It would press the button to make a stuffed animal appear for you. I think, what if we had it as just a chip implanted at birth and it grew with you?
But it was like your little avatar, right?
That grew with and you had to take care of. But then they were also reminding you, like, stay hydrated and get enough exercise and eat your vegetables.
Yeah.
So, like, they're your little, like, Jiminy Cricket with you all the time.
Yeah. Like a conscience.
Like a conscience, finally.
But.
Finally.
They can battle. They can battle.
So that would be cool if Pinocchio rolled up on some other boy and was like, oh, you think you're, oh, what'd you say? Talk shit about my nose? Did you say some shit about my dad's accent? It's time to throw down.
Yeah.
Time
get him, Jiminy.
Go, Jiminy.
I choose you. Use guilt trip.
My cricket has blades on his arms.
Awesome.
My cricket has cyber blades for
what if Jiminy Cricket was just a Scyther?
Yeah. That would be so cool be if Jiminy Cricket
dope,
was a
man.
Scyther. That'd be great.
Hey, here's another question. Every year in my hometown in Florida, they throw the annual Sop Choppy Worm Grunting Festival. Awesome. For the listeners who don't know what worm grunting is,
read a book.
More's the pity. Basically, you take two sticks, rub them together, and magically make worms crawl out of the ground. This year, they're accepting submissions from local artists to design their t-shirts and merch. This is great for me, since I'm an artist by trade. However, I'm having some trouble finding inspiration for the design. Previous years, they've had worms dressed as burlesque dancers, worms playing the banjo, and worms in cowboy hats riding crabs. Brothers, how do I compete with that? What would you like to see on these shirts? Happy grunting, wondering in Wakula.
I'm not usually wild about the, like, make jokes for me.
Make a joke for me, yeah. But this is so strong.
And this
Sop Choppy Worm Grunting is three powerful. Sop Choppy Worm Grunting is, it sounds like an incantation.
Yeah.
It sounds really, really ethereal and special.
What about just, like, a real close-up picture of a worm's face? And it's, like, really intense. And it's just going, real close up, like Ren and Stimpy when they used to do the close up look at their face and it was all grotesque. And they're just,
That's cool. That would be good.
Or a worm giving birth to Sonic and they're grunting.
I can tell how you feel about the joke you made, Travis, by the sort of paralysis, the facial paralysis that followed it. It was really great. Travis in that moment was really cheesing. Trying to get something out of Justin and I, because if we didn't laugh at what he just said, it would be a great betrayal of him in front of the public eye.
And I am sorry for it. It seemed the right choice in the moment. Now I feel kind of guilty for leaving you out to
Do you want me to say it again?
I absolutely do not want you to say it again. This really works. It's called worm charming. And because of the vibrations in the ground, it makes the worms come up. They did studies. Animals do it,
they
too.
Did it in Dune.
Get this, worm, no, get, listen, birds do it. That's
bees
twisted.
Do it. Even birds, little fleas do birds, it. Everybody's grunting out here for worms.
The birds go on the ground and they start stomping around. And the worms are like, what in the hell is happening? And then they go out and get eaten. That's messed up.
Okay,
man.
But a first bird had to do that at some point in nature history where all the other birds are just looking like, what's Stan doing? And he's just standing on the ground stomping his feet. And they're like, this crazy guy, what's he doing? And then some worms start coming up and even Stan is blown away. He's like, I didn't think that would work. I just stomped a bunch of worms came up.
This is going to be... A great idea that I'm about to say. So brace your asses. Your design should be a worm riding on the back of a bigger worm like a Dune guy did.
Yeah. I was going to say a Dune worm thing, too.
So what is, just ask, I want to ask one thing.
Okay.
Is it, how is it on top of it? Is it like legs?
Did you see Dune 2?
No, I did. Is it just like squatted on top?
In Dune 2, he rides it he's doing a trick on a, like a jet ski.
Like he's standing, like, right?
He's standing and he's got rain and he's leaning.
And if
back,
the worm could be in a so Fremen cool suit.
Yeah.
I think that'll
God
sell it.
Damn, that scene is so cool. Fuck that.
You know
scene
what I'm sitting here
so
thinking?
Cool.
Do you know how cool that has to be to watch it and not think like, I'm gonna make a joke about this on my podcast, but instead think like, man, I wish I was up there with him.
Can you imagine being Timmy on that day and knowing that was the day you get to do the worm scene?
Yeah.
I bet he was stoked out of his goddamn gourd.
Wait, do you think they got to end that day and he was like, I don't think we got it, guys.
I don't think we got it.
I want to try again.
Try again, please.
Maybe the lighting. I think the lighting was off.
Do you think Timmy Chimmy got to keep like the apparatus?
Got to keep the worm?
Obviously didn't have a whole worm. But
what?
They definitely had part of the worm's lumpy back. And I think he probably
Well, it's not a real worm. I assume they built, like when they did like Jurassic Park, they built a large, like kind of animatronic worm for him to
ride on. There's so much good Dune. There's so much worm stuff in Dune. You'd be crazy not to use some of this shit in your design.
Dang, I wish we could watch Dune.
Damn, I'd watch Dune right now.
Can we cancel the rest?
What if we could watch Dune on the podcast? That'd be cool.
That'd be so sick. Some,
I wish I had a third monitor to have Dune on in the background.
What if I had Dune right here? Maybe I do.
Yeah.
Maybe I Dune.
Oh, no.
Hey, cool. Hey, guys. Yeah. How you doing?
How you doing is...
That's good.
Our new podcast.
Do the Dune?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Do the Dune.
It's a friends slash Dune. So I don't think you need any other ideas. It feels like we didn't give you...
What about a picture of a human being on a hook? And it's like the hook is going through the human's belly. And they're like, oh!
Is a worm holding it? Is a worm involved?
And then a worm has a fishing hat. And you see the worm, like, holding the pole.
That's cool. That's like a protest design. That's like a protest political cartoon.
Everybody in the picture is
happy. Human's loving it.
The human's loving it. Like, I was wrong. This is good.
In my version, the human wouldn't be loving it. And
there
it's
are people who get suspended from hooks for fun and pleasure.
Yep. Hey, sure. Listen. My in-law is a welder and loves showing me his work. He is so kind and so excited, and I want to give him the same energy back, but I know nothing about welding. How do you compliment someone's welding? That's from Metal Man in Montreal.
Mm. Now, the obvious answer is to say, well done. You know?
Well done. Yeah, they love that shit.
They
clean
love that.
Seams.
Clean seams. Yeah. Don't say seamless, because there is a seam there. Seams. That's part of it.
Yeah. If it was seamless, that's a shitty weld, actually.
Tight circles.
Here's what I'll say. I welded in college.
Right.
The things I remember most. God, it stinks.
Oh, does it?
It smells so bad, and anything you wear while welding is going to stink forever.
Oh, that's a shame. What do you think's making that smell?
If you like the smell, I guess, but it's like it stinks to weld.
It also is wicked dangerous.
So dangerous.
Because, like, they give you a special mask that when it turns on, you can't see shit. So they've given you a powerful, like, lightning gun and then said, hey, make sure you're in position when this starts because otherwise you can't see what the fuck you're doing.
It's so... Yeah. My approach to life is so different from other people's because if someone was like,
"Go off,
hey,
gang.
Justin, let me show you my welding," I'm instantly like, right now, let's go. Show me how to do
drop
this.
It.
I want to let go. Yeah. Like, let's go out to the welding place. I got to weld right now. I know you have the welding shit. Like, don't hold out and don't be like, it's too dangerous, Justin. You know, yada, yada, yada. Just let me play with the thing, please. Thank you.
And I'll just stick pieces of metal randomly together. I'm not
trying to
make
I don't need to do anything purposeful.
Function.
Exactly, Travis. I don't want to mess up whatever you're doing. I just want to be like, you know what I mean? Like, just glue a bunch of metal together for a bit, for just a second.
I feel that. I'm going to say blanket statement. That applies to any of the means of production.
Yes.
If you have seized any of the means of production and have access to them in your home,
right?
Yeah, I'd like to see how
rock
that tumbling, how that works.
Pottery, glass blowing, anything, even like
I have
loom?
The power to attack.
You have a loom.
A loom.
I mean, but between my 3D printer and my Cricut, I'm basically Iron Man over here. I you know, I can make whatever.
Could you do it in a cave?
Would you? Could you with a fox?
If it's consensual.
Hey, listen.
You could say something along the lines of how much weight you think you could suspend. I feel like that's a thing that welders would love to hear. Like if they've made like a corner weld and you're like, oh yeah, you could hang like, you could hang what? Like 100, 300 pounds?
Yeah.
What if you just like quick spin kick, just like right into the weld and just like you crumple, your ankle's broken. It's like, wow, that is really
solid.
Good.
Yeah. That's a neat trick, Juice. You can only do it twice.
You only got the two ankles.
Only got the two ankles to compliment with.
Yeah, the next time you go for that compliment and they're like, hey, look at this weld, and you start gearing up and they're like, no, it's fine. It's good. It's fine. Good. Please don't do it. It's been like 6 months of intense physical therapy. Please.
You just healed up. You know, my metal ankles, the doctor said that can't happen anymore.
And then you kick it with your metal ankle and your ankle breaks and you're like, I should have gotten you to weld it. What was I thinking? Yeah.
For me.
There's 9 types of welds.
Oh.
I think you could have Googled them in the span of time you have taken to email us a question. I'm less learning fun. All about welding today. I mean, it's less fun, but you want practicality. I'm surprised. Sometimes you see a weld and it looks like a wavy pattern, like a cake frosting that's been applied to it. And that's good.
Yeah. Okay, jokes out of the room. I took a blacksmithing class or two, and I did some welding in there. And I love
that's
it.
So cool.
I love
blacksmithing
it.
Doesn't excite me as much because it's like you take one piece of metal, you make it look like something else. Being able to take two pieces of metal and attach them, that seems crazy to me. That seems fucking wild to me.
That, Griffin, what you just said, myself as a journeyman blacksmith, really deeply offended me. The idea that you're like, blacksmithing. I could take a piece of metal, Griffin, and turn it into art or a weapon.
I think I understand blacksmithing. You get the thing hot enough, and then you can change how it looks. That's cool.
With the gentle strike of my hammer, I can shape the very essence of earth into whatever you need, Griffin.
That's cool. And I know how that works. I don't get welding. I don't know what's fucking going on in there. It's attaching two pieces of metal forever. How are they doing this stuff?
They're getting it so hot. I think we need the metal workers to step in here. I made a video about how to fake an interest in woodworking back in 2020. And guys, that video has 264,000 views. That is outside of our normal performance. That means that people are finding this instructional video I made and watching it, learning how to compliment a woodworker. We need our metal workers. Step in. Please tell us the nice things to say about metalworking.
In general, by the way, that should be a whole series of like somebody gave me a knitted gift and I need to know like how to not just be like, oh, cool, cozy. I need deeper layers than that. Give me how to compliment knitted craftwork. Give me how to compliment like pottery. Give me how to compliment these things. Give me how to sound good talking about like American basketball history. Anything you guys want to start throwing at me to teach me how to sound.
At a certain point, you're just describing school.
No, yeah, I remember that class where they told me how to sound smart talking about like somebody's wood carvings, Griffin. What are you
Sometimes
talking
I'm
about?
Watching one of them Greens videos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because it's like, it sounds cool what they're talking about. And they're like, you want to learn about some old boat? And I'm like, hell yeah, Greens boys, let's do it. And then I catch them after a few minutes. I'm like, this is school. You tried to get me back into school.
Well,
nice try.
It's school 2.0, because if somebody said to me, hey, sit down and watch these Green Brothers talk about an old boat, and at the end, we're going to test you on it, and depending on how well you do, it increases our funding, I'd be like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, that's that. I guess it is.
You'd do it, and then get the best score you could, and then feel good.
Yeah, I would. Okay, I would.
You would.
I would. But
someone
that's not
with a
the
little
point.
Respect, self-respect, a self-respecting person with dignity.
Yeah, someone who cares more about their own self-worth than proving to others how good they are at things wouldn't do that.
No.
Hey, would it be all right with you guys if we took a quick break?
Yeah, I'm so tired.
Let me think. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's all right. I think
it's cool. The ad guys step in for a second.
Yeah. Bring in our stunt doubles.
To the money zone. Hey, listen, it's time for you to get out there and start making your way in the world today. It takes everything you got, but the first thing it takes is a great-looking website. And that is easier than it sounds if you're willing to harness the power of Squarespace.
But frankly, your dad and I have been supporting you for too long. We've let you live in the boathouse this whole time, and it's time for you to make a name for yourself.
I'm an old sailor.
That's right.
On a boat, on a nearby boat.
And he's outside the wing. He's on the wing of the plane right now.
Squarespace lets you make a beautiful website and engage with your audience and sell anything from products to content to time all in one place, all on my terms. Whoa. That's right. I've partnered with Squarespace to determine all the terms.
This is like when they have like Travis Scott do a meal or something at McDonald's.
It's a lot like the Travis Scott meal, except it's me. And Squarespace said, you get to decide if every site's good enough or not. And I'm a pretty harsh critic when it comes to sites. That's not true. You can do whatever. Squarespace payments, they got, no matter how they want to spend the money and what vehicles that money travels in, Squarespace payments going to get you there. You make it look all good. They have
You make it look all good.
You make it look all good.
You make it look all good.
Make it look all good with an unrivaled suite of visual design effects built and ready to go on any Squarespace website. We've all used.
Hey, Griffin, I feel bad enough about the suite of visual design effects that I've been developing. For you to say I'm not even rivaling Squarespace in this public forum is like unnecessary.
They don't even see you in the same league, Justin.
I am saving these files as fast as I can. I know, I'm putting them in the cloud as fast as I can. I can't keep up. It's a whole company.
Yeah, sorry, man. Never going to catch up. No, not, because Squarespace is going to keep making them. And even if Justin keeps making them apace, he will never catch up. He's so right? far behind Squarespace.
I'm sorry, Dad.
And it's not fair. Squarespace kicks so much ass. It's not fair that Justin has to try and fight them.
And yet,
go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
We're blasting off. We're blasting off to savings and fiscal responsibility. And if you look out the window of this rocket, out on the wing, you'll see Griffin McElroy.
That's right. I'm not going to take the lead on this ad, though. Nice try, hater.
Oh, Griffin just flew off the wing. We're moving too fast. Oh, he's burning up on reentry.
Hey, it's me, Justin McElroy. I'm on the other wing. Back to you, Trev.
Ah, thank you so much, Justin. Rocket Money is there to save you money and to help you feel fiscally responsible, keep track of your budgets, all of these things. It's a new year. It's the perfect time to get organized, set goals, all of that stuff. And they can help you across so many different options, all kinds of accounts. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Scan your bills to find opportunities to save. And Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year using all of the app's premium features. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket
Money.
Your financial goals.
Financial goals.
Faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/mybrother today. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
Hey, it's John Moe from Depresh Mode. Every week on our show, we have honest, humane conversations with artists, entertainers, and experts about what it's like to live with an interesting mind. I just interviewed Gavin Rossdale from the band Bush. You might be wondering, what would a successful, handsome, popular musician know about mental health? Turns out, lots.
All the time, we're forced into happy situations, sad situations, challenging situations. Happy, sad, challenging. And it just never ends. And why should it? You know, we're just the sum of all these journeys.
Check out Depression Mode with John Moe every Monday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you been looking for a new podcast all about nerdy pop culture? Well, I have just the thing for you.
Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries is a weekly pop culture history podcast hosted by me, host Alston.
And me, host Brenda. We've already tackled mysteries such as what happened to the puppets from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Is Snoopy Mexican? And why do people hate Barney so much?
From theme parks to cartoons to 80s, 90s, and 2000s nostalgia, we tackle it all.
Check us out every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org and wherever you get podcasts.
Would you like another question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just started a new job working in a warehouse where it is required to stand the entire shift.
Gross.
One of my New Year's resolutions was to get fit. So I thought I might as well work out while I'm standing. Okay. I've tried to march in place, but it made it look like I constantly had to use the bathroom. Any ideas for some secret exercises I could do that won't be weird? That's from Covert Cardio in Cleveland. Okay.
It would be so tight if you could just vibrate your body all over.
like the belts? Like the
it wouldn't be,
belts
no,
like
not
that,
like the belts.
It's
it would,
all the time.
It would be imperceptible.
Right.
This sort of like shifting, just
like a full body clinch.
You don't have to make a face, I think, to do it. Because if I walked around and I saw someone standing stock still because the vibrations are so minute, making that face, I would know that they're vibrating.
What if they had to have raised eyebrows to do it?
No, I don't think there could be any kind of visual tell. I don't want to know if you're vibrosizing or not. You should be able to do it even if you're walking around.
This is Kegels. You're describing Kegels.
I don't know if you can walk around and do Kegels at the same time.
Well, you can't. If you focus up, man, get it right and tight. Now, here's my question.
I'd say I want to see it, but both of your guys' offices are a little
doing
great.
It right now. Now, why? This wasn't the question. But I'm perplexed as to why you wouldn't be allowed to sit down in the warehouse. Is the assumption that at any moment, there could be a truck come or delivery call?
It's irrelevant.
It is irrelevant. However, I have to imagine.
Capitalism, man. I don't know. Here's what I will say. Treat yourself to some of the inserts. If you're going from not standing all day to standing some of the day, get the inserts.
Get the inserts.
Get the Dr. Scholl's. Get the inserts. That's a really good place to start. You can't have like improvements in your health if you're undone by muscle strain from being on your feet all the time. So start with the Scholl's.
Get
the
inserts.
That's a huge step. It may take you a month to get used to that.
Yeah.
Like, don't even try to start exercising yet.
I'm also going to go ahead and recommend get super good at forklift because that's a sit-down opportunity. Ooh. Every time you're on forklift.
I don't think this person wants to sit down more. I think they're trying to get healthy.
Here's how you do it. Are you ready? What's that? It's two birds. I got this one stone. I'm going to murder them. So you can't sit down. You want to exercise more. You're going to find a wall. You're going to press your back against it and go into like you're sitting down, right? With your arms out.
And that can feel good.
Yeah. And
deep
you're
going to
work. It's a core workout, arm workout, leg workout, everything, right? And eventually you're going to build the muscles so good, you won't need the wall anymore. You're just going to be able to stick down in the air.
Can you even imagine having that superpower? Such super hyper developed muscles that
I wouldn't
just sit
do
where.
Anything else except like, and sit down in midair all the time. Like I'm having the deepest think on philosophy, religion, economics.
That is cool. I prefer vibrosizing just because I think that it is going to be a easier solution in the long run. And also, if you touch like some glass, it'll like hum. Because of the vibration, like if you hold a glass of water, you can like see the ripples on the surface. Like there's so much cool stuff we could do with vibrosizing.
Could you get a partner in this, another coworker, and you guys just lean back to back against each other? Then eventually maybe a third person joins, a fourth and a fifth. And pretty soon you're just a stack of leaning people all resting against one another.
Yeah.
Supporting each other. I call it a union. And this union supports each other.
Tell me more, Travis.
Ah, thank you for asking. So the union, it's like they're all leaning against each other.
Does the boss get to join the leaning, Travis?
Is he in charge of the union?
No.
The boss is in charge of who leans on what, right?
No, the union is its own things and makes its own decisions and has what I call this leaning negotiating power.
Huh.
Till you get chairs.
I guess. I don't understand why we can't get the dang boss in there, though.
Well, because the boss, with all the money in his pockets, is too heavy to lean against.
Isn't that the guy we should be listening to, though? He's got all that money.
He probably knows how to lean the best, or else he wouldn't be the goddamn boss, Travis.
Well, it's because he saves that money to not spend on chairs, and he has his own chair. This is the thing. He doesn't need to lean.
His chair, he explained it once. His chair is where he does all of his best boss thinking.
Yeah.
And he has to sit down in order to do his best boss thinking.
That's why he can't lean on the union, right? Because he would get too distracted from his boss work.
Okay. Well, he can still support the union in other ways, I'm sure.
Yes, and I'm sure he should.
Okay. And this will get me fit, you said?
It will.
Wow.
Emotionally and financially.
Cool. That's awesome.
It's really cool.
That's a good invention you just came
Thank
up with.
Thank you. I just come up with it.
That's cool.
You're all welcome.
Shelly.
I want a munch.
Squab.
I want to munch.
Squab.
Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast with a podcast profile and the latest greatest brand eating. It has been a while since we've been able to like really dig through everything that's going on, and things are moving at a speed.
A lot of news.
Yes.
In January is the time. Like if you listen to like the Empty Bowl, my cereal podcast, you'll know.
Don't plug your other podcast right here in the middle of your podcast within a podcast. We're already one podcast
Justin, you're
deep
welcome
in the
to
podcast.
Plug, Justin, you're welcome to plug any of your projects that you
Travis,
want. You are an
I
equal
want
contributor
to stand
in this
up from where you're sitting and look in a fucking mirror. Okay?
Go find a mirror. Travis.
I don't have a
Go
mirror in here. Mirror.
Exactly.
That's fucking baloney. That's insane, Trav.
I mean, I can kind of see myself in the reflection of my fish tank.
There's a lot going on. Let me just tell you guys.
You can see it too.
I want to start with like the new year because that's, you know, obviously top of mind 3 weeks ago. Sonic kicked it off with a late winter menu packed with hydration, fun, and of course, indulgence. Sonic's angle is that they have drinks too. That's all. That Sonic's thing is like, they have drinks and they'll serve you breakfast whenever
I've never seen any kind of fast food or quick service restaurant advertise hydration before, as in like, come to us, we'll get it. We will get the wet parts
also
wetter.
Indulgence isn't really the buzzword for January.
Yeah. Well, that is all changes when you're buying a drink at Sonic with their sour dragon fruit recharger with Red Bull. It's
too many words.
Ultimate midday pick me up. It's a blend of Red Bull, lemon lime soda. You get it. At Sonic, we know the new year calls for fresh ways to refresh and recharge, said Mackenzie Gibson. Our late winter menu is all about embracing fun and flavor
and
in 2025. From the bold new bacon deluxe double Sonic Smasher.
Why are there so many words?
Strawberry fusion fizz. We're making it easier and more delicious for fans to keep the tastiest resolution of all. To add more flavor to the year. Now, this is what I wanted to really tell you about, guys.
Hey, real quick, though, can I ask, do you think when they're developing these things, do you think that any of them consider the actual person sitting in their car having to lean over to the microphone and go, can I have the dragon fruit fizz
sour
punch in the face with Red Bull and ice? And
you don't have to do that. I don't do that. Like, if someone's like, we have chicken coq au vin, I was like, I'll just have the chicken. Just bring me the chicken one. I'm not going to say a name.
You
I
say
don't
red.
Understand.
Give me Red Bull drink. And
I'll
know.
Have the Red Bull drink. You know the one I mean. Fans, this is the important thing, though, guys. Fans can also start the year knowing that they're contributing to a cause we're celebrating. As a portion of every drink purchase supports public education through the Sonic Limeades for Learning Initiative.
Huh.
Powered by the Sonic Foundation, Sonic has donated more than $28 million since 2009 to fund local classrooms.
Jesus.
Making it one of the largest programs supporting public education in the U.S.
Wait.
That's
it
rough.
Doesn't say corporate or private business programs.
Oh, man.
No, it's emotionally much more bracing than that, Travis. It says making it one of the largest Sonic Limeades for Learning
is one of the largest programs supporting public education in the United States.
And that's $28 million spread out over 16 years.
In other news, CC Pizza is launching spaghetti and meatballs pizza.
For schools!
CC Pizzini.
It's fucking CC Pizzini, the culinary mastermind behind CC's Pizza and Endless Buffet, is introducing a limited time spaghetti and meatballs pizza to continue the brand's 40th anniversary celebration. It's a one-of-a-kind pizza bringing together three beloved Italian comfort foods, spaghetti, meatballs, and pizza, featuring spaghetti noodles, savory meatballs, which we can all agree is better than sweet meatballs, rich marinara sauce, and melted cheese on CC's signature crust.
So the they just slop some noodles on there?
They just slop some noodles on there. What's CC's got? It's not CC. It's Jeff Hetzel, the president of CC's Pizza. Spaghetti and pizza have always been at the heart of celebrations and cherished memories, making this the perfect way to honor CC's 40 years of bringing pizza together. In that point, I do agree with Jeff Hetzel that a spaghetti and meatball pizza is a perfect way of celebrating CC's. Our new spaghetti and meatball pizza celebrates our legacy of comfort, value, and innovation.
And challenging and then it goes food to concepts.
And then it goes to schools? And then they give the money from the spaghetti?
CC's actually takes money from schools. Yeah. CC's is not. Sonic helps schools. CC's goes to school.
The way you attached those,
them,
Justin, I thought that this was going to end with, we're calling it the Spaghetti and Meat School Pizza.
I just wanted to brighten your spirits with the knowledge that as the weather gets colder and you learn that one of the biggest programs funding U.S. education is Sonic's Limeys for Learning, they're warming things up over at CC's with a recipe you can't find anywhere else.
All I can think,
equal parts fun, familiar, and delicious.
If somebody brought me a pizza box and I opened it, and I found, without warning, atop of my pizza, a big pile of loose spaghetti noodles, my brain would inherently think, oh no, something's gone horribly wrong.
There was a big earthquake only at the Italian food restaurant.
There was a big Italian mix-em-up. And
classic Italian mix-em-up. And now it's my favorite heist movie from the 80s.
My pizza is ruined. You know what I mean? I don't think I would be excited about this.
Okay, cool. This is cool juice.
Yeah, so this is our last story this week. Cheat on your diet with Arby's. Your secret is safe with us.
I wish it said cheat on your wife with Arby's.
Cheat on your spouse with Arby's.
Pull out American Pie on one of our giant roast beef sandwiches and cheat on your wife with Arby's. It's January, the time for fresh starts, new goals, and the promise of healthier habits. Everyone's on board, hitting the gym, prepping, saying no to dessert, and feeling good about it. But let's be real for a second. By mid-January, we're all looking for that one cheat day to give our resolutions a break. And who wants to fess up to it? No one. That's where Arby's comes in.
Arby's handling this with the amount of sensitivity that... I would come to expect from Arby's, the meat house.
Yeah, so this is great.
A wild assumption that everyone's on board. Hey, people who have clicked to read an Arby's press release.
Yeah, we know you're on board with health. New Year, same you. This is the name of the menu.
Huh. Cool.
The only menu designed to help you cheat on your goals without the judgment from your friends and family in 5 select Arby's locations.
They are in Cleveland, Cleveland, Las Vegas, Miami, Chicago, and Atlanta. That tracks.
Is great. Now listen, here's the magic. What these 5 locations have done is they renamed some of the items. So the double beef and cheddar, they're now calling salad with dressing. And they're calling the regular Jamocha shake a green smoothie. And they're calling small curly fries steam vegetables. Yeah. So they are celebrating, Arby's is celebrating the new year with some fucking Orwellian doublespeak madness where they're just calling foods different things.
The story that they're envisioning here is that I have made a resolution to be healthier, to eat healthier. And on my cheat day, I'm going to sneak over to Arby's. And then when I get home, and I guess my spouse or somebody
or somebody that loves
I need to check the receipt. Yeah, and I hand them an Arby's receipt that says I got a salad with dressing, a green smoothie, and a steamed vegetables that my
whoever, accountability partner, is like, you went to Arby's and got a salad with dressing, no, a green smoothie, and steamed vegetables? They've never had those things at Arby's before.
This is the actual quote, brother. At Arby's, we know that keeping your resolutions are hard, especially when you have pressure from family and friends, said Jeff Baker. This menu is just the perfect way to treat yourself while saving you the headache of having to explain to everyone.
What the fuck, Arby's?
You have the rest of 2025 to hit your goals. And at Arby's, we just want to, you know, have a fun, stress-free indulgence.
Stress-free!
It's no judgment, no guilt, so just bonkers. Good food that makes sticking to those resolutions a whole lot easier. So go ahead, order that salad. Enjoy those steamed vegetables. And let's let Arby's help you through this time of year with a side of humor and a whole lot of flavor.
I'm so glad, Justin, that Arby's sent this to you to kind of edit before they published it to everybody, because I have so many notes. They would be so better off if they had taken this in the direction of, hey, we're Arby's, and we know you want to, you know, treat yourself a little better and maybe make some mindful decisions regarding, like, your eating habits and your health. But if you have someone in your life...
That's an incredibly personal topic should not probably take a shot at from a distance.
But if you have someone in your life who's giving you shit about occasionally having, like, some fries, that's fucked up. Come to Arby's.
No, Travis, it's not that Arby's thinks that they're helping you out. Because what they are saying, though, is what they're envisioning is a situation where your partner, it's easier and less complicated for you to explain that, yes, you actually did get a small steamed vegetables at Arby's. Like, and here's why. Allow me to explain that actually you are embarrassing yourself because it was healthy Arby's, Sydney. And sorry.
In this universe, I guess they also assume I've already told my partner I'm going to Arby's. Right.
It's worse than that. They're telling you that you're cheating on your diet with yourself. So what they're saying is you'll get a receipt out 3 weeks later and be like, I went to Arby's? Fuck me. This is classic me. Oh, wait a minute. I got a salad? All right. Good job.
Could you play it? You get home and your significant other's like, hey, I know you're concerned about your heart health and you've been trying to cut red meat out. That's a big, big wet pile of red meat you have there. You say, no, it is a salad with dressing.
Have you seen Cake Baby? So this is like that. There's where they made it look. Is it salad? It is. No, I'm not going to cut it open. Trust me.
It's going to be really hard to explain to people that in the span of 5 years, we went from McDonald's actually selling a salad you could buy to Arby's calling roast beef sandwiches salads. That's where we're at. It took about 5 years.
It's gastro juice. It's gastro. It's a salad that looks like a roast beef sandwich. Fucking Wiley Dufresne undone it again.
Gastro lighting is more like it. That's what we're getting from Arby's right now.
Who I feel bad for it? I feel bad for anybody who pulls up to Arby's and is so excited to see that they now have salads and like steamed vegetables. And they're like, yeah, and then they get it and they're like, oh, something. There's been a classic Italian mix them up here.
Thank you, Wendy's, for continuing to offer your raggedy salad.
Fighting the good, sad fight. You've got the salad equivalent to soldiers eating their shoe-leveled leather during the Civil War.
You keep dumping your busted-down chili on it and calling it a taco. Your chili that already has your cut-up hamburgers, so it's a double repurposing, and you keep putting that busted stuff out there. Good for you guys. Thank you for that. McDonald's got too embarrassed during COVID. They're like... Nah,
it's in a cup. Still not fun enough.
Do you like Wendy's?
Do I like Wendy's?
Yeah. Do you like Wendy's nuts to drag on your face? Guys, I'm fucking those left, right, and center over here.
That's good. We can't end any stronger than that. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We're coming to Florida February 20th through the 22nd. 20th to 21st, we're going to be in Tampa doing Mabim Mam and Taz, first ever Taz in Florida. And February 22nd, we're doing Mabim Mam in Jacksonville. Tickets are on sale now if you go to bit.ly/McElroy tours.
Speaking of tickets on sale now, Champions Grove, I think there's like 4 left. So hurry over and grab those. Get your packages at championsgrove.com. Come join us in Hocking Hills, Ohio at a real life castle to play some us. It's me and
other creators. I didn't invite Griffin and Justin this year. But you can come join us, championsgrove.com.
Didn't invite me last year. I just paid for myself.
I invited you to pay.
We have available a Miggy plush in coordination with U2's. That is only available until January 28th. Miggy, of course, being the mascot and weirdly enough, producer of the McElroy Family Clubhouse. You can find a link where you can get this beautiful Miggy plush that is only available until January 28th at bit.ly/U2'sMiggy. That's YOUTOOZ Miggy. And pick it up. I have one. It's adorable, and I love it. We've also got some other merch over at macroymerch.com. There's an Energy Dragon pin, speaking of Clubhouse. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. That's all there. Did we come up
Thank
with
you.
An outro?
Thank you
for
to
the
Montaine.
Thing? Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song. My life is better with you. Thank you, Montaigne.
So I think we should invite our listeners to share with us their irrational or maybe silly fears that they have chosen to let go of this year. And okay, to set the tone, I will go first.
Wow, Travis.
You, Travis, will go first?
Yes, I will.
You're going out on a limb here. It'll be hard to convince me that laughing at other people's fears.
Yeah, Griffin and I were pretty firm about this at the beginning.
In the year 20 Thunder Drive, faster than fear, I shall let go of my fear of the robot lady from Superman 3.
Very brave, Travis. I take it all back. Very brave. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly by you.